So let's review. The Gemara continues citing Pasach Lapischa Lahai Parshat HaMehacha, how several Amoraim expounded certain psukim as an introduction to the Megillah, including the following. 1. The Pasuk says, Herchavta Enosh L'Reshenu Banum Ba'esh U'Bamayim. And we expound, Ba'esh, we made Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. We went through fire in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. U'Bamayim, we made Paroi. We were thrown into the water in the days of Paroi. And Vatetzienu L'Revaya B'mei Haman. We experienced relief in the days of Haman. 2. The Pasuk says, Zochar chastoi v'emunosei l'veis Yisroel, ro chol afsei oretz eis Yishuas Elokeinu. And we expound, emosai ro chol afsei oretz eis Yishuas Elokeinu, b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. When did everyone in the entire world witness Hashem's salvation? This happened in the days of Mordechai and Esther, when letters were sent to all countries. 3. The Pasuk says, Ari noyem v'doiv shoykeik moishel rosho al amdol. And we expound, Ari noyem zen v'uchadnetzar harosho. Nebuchadnezzar is compared to a roaring lion. Doiv Shoykeik ze Achashverosh. Achashverosh is compared to a growling bear. Moishel Rasha ze Haman. Haman was an evil ruler. Al Amdol, Elu Yisrael, Shem Dalaman Amitzvahs. And he ruled over the Yidden who were negligent in their mitzvah observance. 4. The Pasuk says, Ba'atzaltayim imach ha-mekore, v'shifus yedayim midloif ha-boyis. And we expound, B'shvil Atzlus shehoye lohem li Yisrael, shalei osku ba-toyro, because the Yidden were idle from Torah study, they caused Hashem to be powerless, kaviyachol, against the decree of extermination. The Gemara now resumes expounding the actual text of the Megillah and offers several interpretations of the name Achashverosh, including the following. 1. Achiv shel Rosh uben Giloy shel Rosh. It means brother of head, because he was like Nebuchadnezzar, who killed and tried to annihilate Klal Yisrael. 2. Shakol nasu roshin biyamav. He levied so many taxes that everyone became poor. The pasuk says, Hu Achashverosh, and we expound, Hu berishoy mitchilosoy ve'atzoyfoy. He remained in his evil ways from the beginning to the end. The pasuk says, Mehoidu ve'ad kush, and the Gemara cites two opinions. 1. Hoidu b'soyfa oylam ve'kush b'soyfa oylam. These two places were on opposite sides of the world. 2. Hoidu v'kush gabi hadodi havikaimi. They were near each other, and the pasuk means, Kishem shemolach al hoidu v'kush, kach molach misoifo oilam ve'ad soifoi. He ruled over the entire world as easily as he ruled over hoidu and kush. The pasuk says, Vayomim ohem kisheves ha-melech. And we expound, La'achar shenesiyav shadaitai. This means his mind became settled. Omar Belshazzar Chosha Vito, Anocha Shivna Veloite Ino. He said, Belshazzar erred regarding the expected date of the Jews' redemption, but I will not err in my calculation. The Gemara describes these calculations. The Pasuk says, Kilfim Elois Lebavel Shivim Shono Efkoid Eschem. Hashem promised to redeem us after 70 years to Bavel. Therefore, Belshazzar counted from the beginning of Bavel's reign and calculated as follows. Choshev Arboin V'chomish Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 45 years, his son Evel Meroidech reigned for 23 years, and Belshazzar reigned for 2 years, altogether 70 years. And since they were not redeemed by now, they will remain here and the Beis HaMikdash will not be rebuilt. Therefore, Apik Mani de Beis HaMikdash v'shtamish behu. He took out the utensils from the Beis HaMikdash and used them. However, Achashverosh argued, Legolus Bavel. We should count from the time that the Yidden went into exile to Bavel, which was 8 years into Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Therefore, Kama Betziron Tamni Choshev Ail Chilufayu Chodeh de Belshazzar V'Chomesh de Yovish V'Koyresh V'Tarti Didei Hashivin. He counted 1 year of Belshazzar, 5 of Der Yovish and Koyresh, and 2 of his own, which are an additional 8 years, totaling 70. And Omar Hashta Vaday Suloy Mifriki Apik Mani de Mikdash V'Shtamish Behu. He said, now they will certainly not be redeemed. He took out the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash and used them in the feast, which resulted in Vashti's death. The Gemara explains his error. He should have calculated from the destruction of Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says, this took place when he exiled Tidkiyahu 11 years after he first exiled Yahyachin. However, the Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt in the 14th year of his reign, but only later, because Shanam Kutois Havu. Some of the years mentioned earlier were partial years. They were only redeemed after 70 full years.